This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
So once a year, the LGBTIQA community gets to go to the movies and see representation that's true and respectful of us as a community. And we are very pleased to welcome on the phone the program director for the Melbourne Queer Film Festival 2020, Spiro. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Look, Spiro, the Melbourne Queer Film Festival is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. Tell us what you have in store for us.
Oh, look, it's so exciting. I mean, particularly for myself, you know, sort of programming this around the year, sort of to be here for the 30th. And I think, you know, one of the big ways that we were looking at celebrating, and specifically for me, was just to make sure that, you know, we're putting on a great program. And, you know, I think this year there's some fantastic films from all around the world representing the festival this year. And we're really kind of thrilled about that.
And how big is the festival this year? How many sessions do we have running?
Oh, look, there's like close to about 120 at this point. So, there's a lot of sessions and a lot of films to get through. It's really exciting, actually. And a few Australian premieres and the world premiere here and there as well.
Fantastic.
Well, tonight is the opening night, followed by that famous opening night party that I went to last year. It was very, very nice. What are you showing?
Our opening night film is a wonderful documentary called Gay Chorus Deep South. I think it's the first time we've ever done a doco as well. It's a really wonderful film about a choir that decides, the Gay Men San Francisco Choir, who decides to go into the Trump red states of America to kind of sort of preach, I guess, tolerance and sort of get their voices heard. And it's a really powerful film with a wonderful message and really moving, and I think people are going to love it.
Are they going to need the Kleenex if they can get their hands on any?
There's going to be some tears if they can get their hands on it. There's going to be some tears, that's for sure. But I think it's a really kind of inspiring film, I think, more than anything. And the other exciting thing is that before the feature, we're going to be screening a short called Hook Up. And Hook Up is the winning film of our Pitch Please competition that we started last year. And we're really thrilled about this movie. This is the world premiere of it as well. And we're very excited for all our audiences to see the film.
Well, Spiro, the festival runs until the 23rd of March, and tonight is the opening, as you said. Can people still get tickets for tonight if they want to come along, or is this an invitation-only event?
No, you can. There are some tickets left, but I suggest if you were keen to come tonight, you better snap them up. There aren't many, but, there are some tickets available.
Well, Spiro, we're talking about, like, it's the 30th anniversary of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Is, you know, with attitudes and laws have changed here in Australia, do you think it's still relevant in 2020 that we have a Melbourne Queer Film Festival?
Absolutely. And I think in particular, I think what's interesting about a lot of the films that are this year are that there are a lot of films that are coming from countries where, you know, being gay is still illegal. And I think there are filmmakers that are grappling with those issues still. Our centerpiece film, for example, And Then We Danced, which is Georgian. This film, when it played in Georgia, was met with, you know, horrific kind of protests. I think it made me really think about, you know, the kind of forum that we have to kind of, you know, showcase these films and celebrate them. And I think it's really important.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we hear that after this season wraps up here in Melbourne, you might be taking it on the road in regional Victoria, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We're going to 5 different areas, including Ballarat, Morwell, Shepparton. It's quite the roadshow, and we did a little bit of it last year, but this is a bigger one, and I think it's really important for us to, I think, kind of reach out to people who potentially, sort of sometimes being in rural areas, you can be a little bit sort of isolated, but also not sort of an opportunity for you to sort of maybe reach out and have some connections with your peers as well, which I think is really important.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's excellent. Look, Spiro, just before we finish up, what are you most looking forward to see this year? What would you tell the punters out there, don't miss out, get your ticket today before it sells out?
Well, actually, it's tomorrow night's screening of An Almost Ordinary Summer at the Jam Factory at 6:45. It's an absolutely wonderful romantic comedy I think people are going to really like, and that's screening tomorrow night. So I think tomorrow night we're going to be kicking off with some really great films. It's an absolutely wonderful movie, and so I really recommend that one. Now, and tomorrow night we also have a film called Spiral, and I want to mention that because we have the filmmaker coming out for that, and this film's a really fantastic thriller that I can probably only described as like a gay version of Get Out, I suppose, if people have seen that. And the director, Curtis, is here, who will be introducing that session. So we're really excited about that as well.
I've got some of my students in different from back, well, they've all surpassed me in their talents, and they're in some of the films coming up. So I'm very, very excited about this festival.
Great.
So,
oh, wonderful. Yes. Yeah. We're really proud of the Australian sort of showcases that we're sort of featuring throughout the festival. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. Look, the Melbourne Queer Film Festival runs until Sunday, the 23rd of March, all around Melbourne. There's a brand new, doing it at the Jam Factory. We've got, where else? There's a new one in Melbourne as
Capital.
Well.
Capital. Actually, it's an old one. We used to screen there many years ago, and we're coming back there again, which is very exciting.
The Capitol is the most beautiful theatre, I think, in the world. Oh, so you're very lucky.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really excited that we're back there again. I think people are going to love being there.
Well, if you want to see the complete program, and tickets are available from mqff.com.au. So get on there. I had a look last night and some of the tickets are selling quick. Spiro, thank you for talking to us this morning, and we'll see you at the movies.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.